This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Winds are increasing across parts of the state as the National Weather Service issues a wildfire weather warning for the Interstate 25 corridor and most of the eastern plains. The most dangerous conditions are expected through 9 p.m. Folks should avoid outdoor burning or activities that may create sparks. Meanwhile, firefighters are responding to a grass fire burning on the north side of Pueblo this afternoon. The fire is near Jerry Murphy Road and Vision Hills Parkway. Evacuation orders are in place for homes located a half mile north of 1945 Overton Road. It's unclear how many people or homes may be impacted. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says no structures are yet threatened. Colorado liquor store owners gathered outside the state capitol today to rally behind a bill that would limit alcohol sales at major grocery stores. CPR's Paolo Schulzeta reports.
The bill would prevent major grocery chains from selling hard liquor, but beer and wine sales would continue. Josh Robinson, owner of Denver's Argonaut Wine and Liquor, says the 2022 ballot measure that allowed major groceries to sell wine and hard liquor has cost them millions of dollars.
Those losses aren't sustainable. We need to carve out a place for the local liquor store in Colorado's economy, otherwise they won't exist.
Only a handful of major grocery stores in Colorado can currently obtain liquor licenses, but state law will allow for an unlimited number of chain locations to obtain licenses by 2037. I'm Paolo Schulzeta, CPR News.
Today is opening day for the Colorado Rockies. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays with pregame celebrations at McGregor Square and on-field ceremonies. First pitch is just minutes away. This is CPR News and KRCC.